Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick, you've become a really big deal because that's an awful lot to say before we have to bring you on.
I many of these interviews, guys, and like I feel like embarrassed at like how it should really just be like you bet 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Now you can watch the show on NBC Sports Now. I also do like the number one sports betting show. Like I like that also selfishly. But yeah, it's I didn't write it. My apologies. Way too long. But thank you very much.
Nick Costos, you better you bet. He also walks little old ladies across the street every single day from 2 to 4.
Well, it's
and
like 20.
Changes diapers.
It's 20. Well, to change diapers, yes. It's about 15 degrees right now in New York, so I'm not leaving my house. So the little old ladies can cross the street themselves. Way Ooh. Too cold. Way too cold.
We're a heat storm here. We're 19 degrees. So
yeah, I mean, go. God almighty. There I mean, you go. We've got the wrong idea, man.
Just don't forget, our weather today is your weather tomorrow.
Great, can't wait.
And it was Chicago's weather yesterday.
Can't wait.
Well, we're going to warm things up. How's that for a nice transition?
Wow, that's great radio right there. Keep going. Yeah,
thanks. Let's start with tonight. Penn State, Notre Dame. National semifinal game number one.
Okay, so I want to preface, because we'll do Ohio State also. The way that I have bet this round of the college football playoff, and I don't know if I was on with you guys to be able to talk about the Rose Bowl, because I know like the holidays, and I don't know when the last time we spoke was.
Yeah, we didn't know.
But my take was, and said it on my show a number of times, was that I felt the winner of the Rose Bowl was going to win the national championship. That was the national title game with Ohio State and Oregon. And Ohio State obviously smashed Oregon in that game. So I have basically just been betting Ohio State to win the title. It's at plus money, and now we're sitting, the last I looked yesterday was minus 130, so a lot. Like, Ohio's a pretty decent just to win the national championship. So I have a couple, I have an exacta, like Ohio State over Notre Dame, but my big bet, my position is on Ohio State to win the next two games. And I do think if Ohio State gets past Texas, because Texas, like, those are the two best teams that are left, Ohio State and Texas. I think Ohio State will smash either Notre Dame or Penn State in the title game. Now, make me pick the game tonight. I do like Notre Dame. The advantage Penn State has, and it's a pretty decent one, right, is quarterback. Drew Aller, definitely better than Riley Leonard. Other than that, I give Notre Dame the edge. Both teams have key players nursing injuries. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love. Penn State stud pass rusher who's going to be like an early pick, Abdul Carter. We won't know until later. Expect both to play, but won't know until later that they're going to. Aside from the quarterback, I give Notre Dame the edge basically everywhere else, most notably at head coach Marcus Freeman versus James Franklin. I think Riley Leonard can do enough with his legs in this game. I think Riley Leonard will go over his rushing yards prop in the game. I like that. 49.5 is the number. I think Riley Leonard goes 50 or more rushing yards tonight. I think Notre Dame does enough to win and then get blown out in the national championship game by Ohio State.
I'm going to ask you just a kind of silly question just about everything that's going on, and I'm wondering how it affects the gaming world. Like, a lot of talk earlier this week about Ohio State, Texas perhaps getting moved to Saturday because of the weather that's going on in Dallas. And then I'll fast forward it even to the NFL, having a backup plan for the Vikings and Rams. Like, how does weather in that aspect affect the gaming world when you're trying to figure out what's going to happen?
So the Ohio State-Texas game, yeah. I would say it doesn't impact it at all. Like, there's nothing really going on injury-wise. The game would just be played like a day later. It's indoors.
Right.
So I don't think matters.
Okay.
And I also, like, Rams-Vikings would matter a little bit, and I'll try and be as brief as I can with this answer. The Rams do not have a significant home field advantage. Like, in Los Angeles, and obviously, like, right, thoughts and prayers to everything that's going on in Los Angeles with people, firefighters, people that have lost their homes, etc. But we will come at this from just a sports perspective.
Right.
The team that LA football fans root for the most doesn't play in Los Angeles anymore. That's the Raiders. So the Rams and the Chargers both don't have a significant home field advantage. Now, if you told me that, like, for some reason, the game was in Minnesota and they had to move the game from Minnesota to a neutral location, like, now we're talking, it matters a lot. Because Minnesota in that dome, with how loud it gets and how crazy that is, that's a significant home field advantage. The Rams don't have that. So I don't want to say it's zero if the game's played. Let's say it's played in Arizona instead of LA on Monday, but I actually don't think it matters really that much at all. Like, the game, the point spread is a pick 'em, basically, to win on Monday night. I think if it's played elsewhere, I think the point spread will still be a pick 'em for the Rams and the Vikings.
Let's go back to college. Ohio State, Texas. You like Ohio State. tell us why and what are you thinking points?
Yeah, so Ohio State was a bigger favorite like a couple days ago against Texas. So Texas has been drawing interest in the betting market, which for me is just about the number. Ohio State currently, it's 6 at BetMGM, but it looks like we're going to come off 6 and go down to 5.5, which is just people buying up like key-ish numbers on Texas. Texas being able to keep the game a little bit closer here. And I'll say, and I love Ohio State, if you bet Ohio State at these numbers, you're paying a premium to do it. Like, you're getting taxed if you bet Ohio State, and the tax is because they annihilated Tennessee and then annihilated Oregon and look like the best team in the country, which doesn't mean that Ohio State can't or won't win big on Friday night, just that just know if you're betting them, you're paying a tax, and I think that's why Texas has been an attractive bet by professionals and by sharp bettors. That's why I think Texas has gotten bet. So, look, do I think Texas can keep the game close? Like, I do. I would not be shocked if Ohio State ended up winning a close game. I think these are the two best teams remaining. Texas has a ton of talent on the roster, much like Ohio State does. But, you know, for me, I think Ohio State, and I'll give like a really, I'm a nerd, I'll give a really nerdy reference for people that have seen like the original Matrix movie. Ohio State's like Neo at the end of the first Matrix. Again, I did preface this. It's a really nerdy analogy. Like Neo at the end of the first Matrix when he realizes he's Neo. And then like all the bullets are flying at him. He just puts his hand up and stops them. Like Ohio State has realized that it's the best team. And they're playing like it. And they're coaching like it. And remember, you know, the first two games of the playoff, like people are still stuck on the Michigan game. They annihilated Tennessee and just eviscerated Oregon. Oregon was the consensus number one team, and Tennessee is a really good SEC team, and Ohio State laid waste to both. Meanwhile, you've got Texas who struggled to put Clemson away and probably should have lost to Arizona State. So, does Ohio State cover? Maybe. I do think Ohio State wins. Again, the way that I have chosen to play this is just betting Ohio State to win the national championship.
All right, let's go through the rest of the NFL for this weekend. Just the games you like, and you know, kind of give some folks some insight on the way to bet some of these games.
Okay, do you want me to roll through like all of them quickly?
Yeah, if you want to, or just anything that stands out to you that says, okay, this is something you really should keep your eye on because I feel like this can help you.
Sure. So let's start with the Chargers and the Texans. That's okay. The first game, the Texans Memorial spot, the early game on Saturday. The Chargers are a 3-point favorite right now, road favorite at BetMGM. I think that this number is going to come off of 3 and go down to 2.5. So my advice to people would be, if you like the Chargers, lay minus 2.5. If you like Houston, bet plus 3. I also think there is some value on the over. It's 42.5 right now. Houston is throwing a lot more than people think they are because they had earned that reputation as being a run-first team. That is really like not what this has been down the stretch for the Texans. I do like the over 42.5. If you made me pick a side, I would take the 3 with Houston, but I don't say that with a tremendous amount of confidence. So again, if you like Houston, bet plus 3. If you like the Chargers, lay 2.5. Steelers and the Ravens on Saturday night. The current point spread is 10. At that number, it is a bet for me on the Pittsburgh Steelers at 10. It has to be 10, not 9.5. Has to be Pittsburgh plus 10. At that number, I think things are starting to get a little crazy here, where Baltimore should definitely be favored. But keep this in mind. These two teams played a couple weeks ago on a Saturday. The Ravens were about a touchdown favorite. Now, a couple weeks later, it's 10, and Baltimore's number one receiver is not playing in the game. In Zay Flowers. So I think Baltimore is going to win. Do I think they win by 10? I don't. So I did bet the Steelers plus 10. 10 has to be the bet. Bills and the Broncos, early game on Sunday. Lean for me towards the over. I think Buffalo's going to win. I don't have a strong opinion on who covers. I do think the Bills will win. I am betting the Packers plus 4.5 on the road in Philly, but not yet. Let's make sure Jordan Love, guys, gets through practice today and tomorrow with his elbow injury and that he's good to go. If he is, I think the Packers can keep this game close. Maybe not win, but keep the game close on the road in Philadelphia. Commanders and the Bucks. I bet Washington plus 3.5. That number no longer exists. It's Tampa minus 3. A lot of people I respect are on the Tampa side of this game. So I would encourage the listener and the viewer, like you watch football just like I do. I guess you guys don't have viewers, right? I say that on my show because we're on TV. It says the listener.
No, we do stuff. We have viewers too.
Oh, we're great. All right, for the viewer also.
Yeah.
You watch football just like I do. I can be wrong. I like Washington. If you like Tampa, lay minus 3. And then the Vikings and the Rams on Monday night. I think the game will close a pick 'em. And I think setting Sam Darnold as a pick'em in a road playoff game against Matthew Stafford is wrong. I will take the Rams to win on Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings.
Let's take Detroit, Kansas City, say Buffalo, Philadelphia out of it. If you were looking right now before the playoffs start and thought this is a good bet for the Super Bowl, this team could win it, who would it be?
None. But if I had to, it would be Baltimore. Okay. And the reason why it would be Baltimore is because Baltimore has, see, I don't think, I'm going to answer your question like this. Who can beat Kansas City in the AFC? I don't think Buffalo can. I do think Baltimore, I would not pick Baltimore to beat the Chiefs, but Baltimore has it in their like range of outcomes where they could have just a nuclear offensive day. It's possible that that could happen and score like 40 points. I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. And if that happened and the Ravens got to the Super Bowl against like Detroit, Green Bay, whatever, you know, the Ravens could definitely win that game. But if you're asking me like who's going to win the Super Bowl, like what's the actual bet to win the Super Bowl, it's Kansas City, and it's not even close. And I would say that if anyone out there, if you think Kansas City's going to lose before the Super Bowl, I would bet Detroit. So I wouldn't even get past the first two teams.
A pleasure. Enjoy the weekend, sir.
You got it.
Thanks, man. Great,
big win by the Cavs last night, huh?
How about that?
Yeah, they're awesome. I still don't think they'd beat Boston in an Eastern Conference final, but that's a hell of a win last night. Evan Mobley was tremendous.
I'm interested to hear what you sound like as we get closer to the playoffs, if you change your mind on that.
I don't think I will, just because, you know, what we've talked about. Like, mm-hmm. You know, teams, like the teams that win the championship generally have to go through growing pains. And the one team recently that didn't, and we've talked about this, right, was the 15 Warriors team that only beat the Cavs because Kyrie and Love got hurt. Cavs would have won that series otherwise against Golden State.
You're a man after my own heart.
It's just the truth. Like, yeah. We all watched it. Like, that's what happened. So, you know, I think if it goes to an Eastern Conference final, I think it'd probably go Celtics in seven. I'm not a hater, just my honest opinion. But the Cavs, even if it's not this year, you know, we can start talking about them next year, even if it doesn't happen this year, as like threat every year now to win the NBA championship. And I can be wrong. It could be this year.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.